A recent analysis for the Centre of Public Integrity suggests that the passing of laws by federal ministers has doubled over the past 30 years, with 1738 pieces of delegated legislation being passed through the Parliament between the years 2013 to 2018. CPI states that ministers are spending billions of dollars of public money without parliamentary oversight, and that their decisions will affect millions of everyday Australians. Ariel Sodario asked Geoffrey Watson SC, a barrister from the Centre of Public Integrity, if this is a case of abuse of power.
What we're seeing now is not normal. It's abnormal, and I do regard it as an abuse of power by our federal government. You've got to understand the history of legislation versus regulation. Legislation is passed by the Parliament. Regulation is an executive act. It's usually carried out by ministers behind closed doors. It's the old executive versus parliament argument that's been raging since James II was deposed in the 1600s. The difference is that legislation is debated openly in parliament and it's capable of scrutiny by the public. Meanwhile, regulation is done, as I say, largely privately. It's often unable to be scrutinised at all. We've often traditionally thought that legislation should comprise the policy matters. They're the matters upon which political parties run and are elected or rejected by the voters. Meanwhile, regulation is devoted to mechanical matters. It is an abusive process because that's been reversed. If you look at the role of regulation now by the government, it's more or less double the number of regulations, and many of them contain important policy matters.
Why are these ministers getting away with all this?
Historically, the battle between Parliament and the executive has been a powerful one, the executive always asserting more and more and more control. Of course, the ministry would like to do that. An emergency like the current pandemic gives the opportunity to the executive, i.e. the ministers, to exert more and more control so that there are certain cabinets set up which are described as COVID committees. And powers are being given to ministers, which they can then exercise without parliamentary scrutiny, without public scrutiny. Of course they're going to do that. They're power mad, and they wish to exercise their power in a way in which it cannot be subjected to proper scrutiny.
How important is an anti-federal corruption watchdog for these types of issues right now?
You've got to understand that good decision-making in Parliament is a function of having the right people in Parliament, making the right decisions on the facts known to them at the particular time. Quite often, there are people with bad motives, not necessarily the politicians themselves, but those who get access to the politicians. For example, major donors to political parties exert an unnatural amount of power. There have been many deals done in the last 4 years which have made me shudder. And there is no transparency about the arrangements. I think that government in Australia is actually failing because it's failing to implement something that 80% of Australians want, that is, an independent, powerful National Integrity Commission. It's vital.
So if more of this ministerial overreach occurs, what would be the consequences in regards to Australian politics or to the general public or to both?
Well, the reputation of politicians generally is deteriorating. The populace are having second thoughts about their politicians and they have less confidence, and it's almost an annual debacle as we see the confidence levels go down. The thing is that we need scrutiny so that the politicians behave themselves and they act knowing somebody will be looking over their shoulder, so they will act properly, and then we can all sleep better at night knowing that our money is properly spent.
And finally, last question, how can we, the general public, call them out to prevent more of this from happening?
It's old-fashioned. Write to your local member and complain about it. Meanwhile, you could give money to the Centre of Public Integrity because we're taking the game straight back to the politicians and accusing them of wrongdoing. You could also listen to the politicians who are attacking this. In this respect, the best politicians are often on the crossbenches. Senator Rex Patrick in South Australia, Andrew Wilkie in Tasmania, Adam Bandt in Victoria, they're all outstanding in this particular area of allowing open scrutiny of decision-making in Parliament.
Geoffrey Watson SC, a barrister from the Centre of Public Integrity, ending that report by Ariel Sodario.